This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have our listener map. Over 900 of our listeners have taken the time to add themselves to the Free Talk Live International map of listeners. You just go to map.freetalklive.com, and then you can punch in your location, followed by your name, even a photo of yourself if you wish, a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be added to our listener map at map.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Still to come, we've got a story that I've sold twice over the past few days, and I really do want to get to it. The Postal Service detaining a man for videotaping their Postal Service operations. We'll talk about that. Plus, let's get into this email here from Dr. Carl Milstead. The question is, are libertarians anarchists? He says it's time to decide. For the sake of argument, let's assume that the initiation of force is the highest evil, that no social cause, be it feeding the poor or protecting an endangered species, can justify the initiation of force. I gotta say, I agree with that.
I would too.
Does this assumption lead to a moral requirement for anarchy? Is all taxation forbidden? The answer is no. Abolish a government and the most likely scenario is war. Someone will try to fill the power vacuum. Either it will be another government or warlords within the region of anarchy. Well, based on his history, he's pretty much accurate with that statement. Based on the governments that have been overthrown in the past, there's usually somebody behind the overthrow that's looking, first off, to take the government's place.
Right.
So really, the anarchy doesn't last very long because there's somebody else stepping right into the power vacuum. But in the case of Somalia, it's not quite that. That's not quite the case. The warlords are actually different people that are interested in acquiring governmental control over everyone else. Those are the ones that are fighting in Somalia. And of course, nobody has ever, at least not that I know of, not in recent history, has abolished the government for the purposes of replacing it with nothing, which, of course, would be the best way for an anarchic situation to come about, a situation without no government. I mean, if you've got a populace that 99% of them want a government, well, then, yeah, of course, if you were to somehow have the 1% overthrow the government, you're going to find people fighting for control over another, or fighting to create another government. So I think it depends. I think whether or not there's violence after the fall of one government depends on the circumstances surrounding its fall. I don't think it's fair to blanket that with one particular statement.
Okay, well, you know, that would be the view of an anarchist, and I don't think that, I think that even the views of anarchists are that, in fact, people want government. They just, the views of anarchists that I've heard, ones that are realistic, say that there would be voluntary sorts of governments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd pick our governments and we'd move between them, and, you know, there'd be different organizations called DROs, just governments.
Right. Well, yeah, I think an anarchist or a free marketeer would like to see a more voluntary solution. And let's keep going here. He says there's a net increase in the amount of force that has been used. Recorded history has shown time after time when a government collapses, either the people resort to tribalism with every able-bodied male a soldier. The rich use their personal bodyguards to become feudal lords. Neighboring people send in raiders to pillage, loot, and capture slaves. And other governments conquer the region, and or warlords within the region fight civil wars until a new government is established. None of these outcomes are pleasant, and all of them are less libertarian than a modern welfare state. Yes, there are some rare cases in recorded civilized history where people have prospered without government as we know it, but those were the aberrations, not the norm. And they happen within isolated areas and or among peoples who had shared traditions and religion. These conditions do not apply to the United States of the 21st century. The idea that well-behaved private protection services will peaceably fill the power vacuum is highly speculative, unsupported by experiment.
It is true. It is unsupported by experiment.
Which,
yep.
I would like to have some experiments happen and find out what happens. Modern experimentation with zero government is best tried with a small, isolated country, not a huge superpower. So therefore, we could secede New Hampshire from the Union and create ourselves a small...
How isolated that is precisely, but okay.
To abolish the government in the U.S. would be an incredibly dangerous experiment, likely leading to more tyranny and not liberty. But again, Mr. Milstead, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. To abolish government in the U.S. would take mass demand for that exact thing to happen. It's not the U.S. government's not going to be overthrown. I can't possibly envision a thronging mob of angry citizens overthrowing the government in Washington, D.C. anytime soon. I mean, this government takes freedom after freedom after freedom away from us, and we just sit here and think about what the members in The Simpsons are. I mean, that's what the American people know about. We talked about that in hour number one. Americans are aware of who's in The Simpsons, but they can't name for you, most Americans cannot name for you, two of the freedoms in, freedoms enshrined by the First Amendment.
75. Most people can't name one freedom.
Well, it was 80% couldn't name two enshrined in the First Amendment, right?
Right. And one in four could name one.
Wow.
Yeah. So Americans are not going to be demanding this anytime soon, that's for sure. Carl continues, Mr. Milstead says, most freedom lovers favor some government, even though that means supporting some taxation and regulation. For this reason, most freedom lovers reject the Libertarian Party as it currently stands. The current Libertarian Party membership pledge does not allow for limited government. Some initiation of force is required for a government to do its job. Some taxation, says Mr. Mills said, is necessary. Now, in the current Libertarian Party membership pledge, it says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve a political or social goal. And to join the Libertarian Party, you have to put your signature next to that statement. And so Mr. Milstead is saying, well, that's precluding most people from joining the party. Most people want to use some force on others. And so therefore, he's going to argue for abolishing that particular that pledge.
I don't know if it's the pledge that causes... I don't think people even think it. I think they sound... If you say that pledge to somebody, they like the sound of it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It
makes sense.
I've said it to people out in the real world there, people at work, that kind of thing. And, I say that libertarians don't believe in the initiation of force on anyone for political or social gains.
Yeah.
I like that. Hell yeah. That sounds good.
But that's
cool.
It's what sets us apart. It's what sets the Libertarian Party, at least, apart from every other political group out there. There's no signing pledge that you have to agree to when you join the Republicans or the Democrats or the Green Party. There's just no such thing. And this guy is arguing to abolish it. Clearly, people don't really care that much. They don't really apply the pledge to how they feel, because if that was true, then we wouldn't have all these so-called pro-war libertarians in the party.
That's true.
How'd they get in? Didn't they sign the pledge, too? I mean, there's so many unprincipled libertarians. There are so many people that just disregard the pledge that they signed. So, obviously, it's just a signature. Nobody's ever been held to it. Nobody has ever been forced to go against their, to go with that particular signature. They just sign it, they send in their membership form, and that's it. Maybe they think about it when they sign it, but after the fact, it's been signed. Nobody's ever been ejected from the party over it.
Right.
So he's just being really, really strange here. He says the current pledge doesn't allow for limited government, and I agree. I don't think it does. I do not support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. That means I'm going to look actively for voluntary solutions, voluntary alternatives to the current government. If there's something the government's doing that people think needs to be done, it should be funded voluntarily. If it's a good idea, won't people fund it voluntarily? Right? I mean, if it's a good idea, it shouldn't have any trouble at all getting funding. We'll talk more about this, 800-259-9231, because this guy wants to abolish the pledge. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp, www.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there. Over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. We've got 1,200 people interacting there, and it is totally free. There's serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all on the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Libertarian Party. It is, of course, the third largest political party in the United States. It's the party of principle. If you go to their website at lp.org, that's what it says, the party of principle. It's always been the party's tagline, Libertarian Party, the party of principle. Well, why is it called the party of principle? Because they have a principle backing them up. In fact, when you sign up for the Libertarian Party membership, there's a difference. You can be a Libertarian without being in the Libertarian Party. You can register to vote as a Libertarian without being in the Libertarian Party.
That's the case with me.
Most people are Republicans and Democrats without being in those respective parties. That's
right.
How most people are. But if you want to join the party, you have to agree with the principle. Very simple. It's not a huge mountainous task to overcome to join this party. You just simply sign your name next to the statement that says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve a political or social goal. Simple. Makes sense. I read it when I was 18 years old, and it made sense to me then, and I signed it. And even though I wasn't really sure how that was going to apply to every issue every single time, I was certain that that was the correct principle. I was certain that using force on others is never acceptable unless in self-defense. And so therefore I signed it, and I joined the Libertarian Party at that point. What you have now is a guy, this gentleman is Carl Milstead, Dr. Carl Milstead, so he's important.
Oh.
Now,
yeah.
And he says that basically the what you sign, the vow, the oath that you sign when you join the party, somehow precludes small government.
He believes it's an anarchist pledge, is what he believes.
And I don't see how. Like, for instance, the United States government doesn't need much to survive in its constitutional limits.
No.
There isn't much that it should do.
Not supposed to be doing anything, really.
You know, it's supposed to coin money.
Yeah.
It's supposed to protect us from foreign invaders, that therefore maintain
With a Navy.
Right. I think an Air Force. I think that an Air Force might be something that makes some sense, because Air Force is sort of like the Navy in a lot of ways. You can correspond it, and they have admirals as opposed
to... Okay, true.
And it makes sense.
There's a very limited list of things the federal government
does. And you can supply... And obviously the war machine is an expensive thing to maintain, if you know, all this equipment. But they sold war bonds before, and they fought wars doing that. I don't see why they necessarily need taxes to do it.
I don't see why either. I think that if your government is providing legitimate functions that people are indeed demanding, if people are indeed demanding an Air Force and people are demanding defense and they're demanding post-roads, then let them pay for it voluntarily. If they don't want those things, they won't pay for them. Makes sense to me.
Sounds pretty simple.
I don't see, and putting a gas tax on gasoline, I don't see how that's the initiation of force on anyone.
It's the initiation force on those who are collecting the tax.
It's a very small initiation of force.
It's the initiation of force. Anyway, so let's continue with what Mr. Milstead says here. He says the current LP membership pledge does not allow for limited government. Some initiation of force is required for government to do its job. Some taxation is necessary. To obey... I want to jump back to something else he said. Most freedom lovers, he claims, favor some government. How does he know? Has he interviewed all of the freedom lovers in America? Who are you, Mr. Milstead? And how do you get to make blanket statements like that? How do you get to speak for most freedom lovers?
I think he's right.
Based on what evidence?
Just what I think.
Apparently that's what he thinks, too. Most freedom lovers, he says...
What do you think, Jason?
What do I think?
Most freedom lovers advocate some government?
I think they're the majority in this room.
Well, he says, for this reason, most freedom lovers reject the Libertarian Party as it currently stands. Again, making just a baseless claim on his personal opinion. Most libertarians...
I reject the Libertarian Party as it stands because it basically is advocating... It's not advocating a complete withdrawal from this war immediately.
Right, I think most the freedom lovers that I know that have a problem with the Libertarian Party have a problem with the fact that they've lost their way. The problem with this total lack of principle. They're calling themselves the party of principle, but they don't actually adhere to it themselves. And what you're referring to, Manwich, is their exit strategy, or so they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Their exit strategy from Iraq, which they were touting all throughout last year, how great they're so great because they're the first political party to come up with an exit strategy. Look at us. Look, we've got an exit strategy. They tried to parlay that into some news media appearances and that sort of thing.
And when their exit strategy should have been Let's see. Mail a bunch of plane tickets over to the fellas in uniform.
Well, they don't need to mail plane tickets. They got C-130s. Load them up, bring them home. I mean, it's a simple strategy. But no, their strategy was, okay, we're going to move some troops here. We're going to get them out of here and move them over to this country. And then we're going to do some foreign aid. We're going to take a bunch of taxpayer dollars and give money to these other countries over here. It was just the most crazy, unlibertarian thing that I have ever read. It had nothing to do with being principled. And so, in my opinion, which is just as valid as Dr. Milstead's, in my opinion, most freedom lovers reject the Libertarian Party because they don't adhere to their principle. Because of people like Dr. Milstead, who are in, this guy's in one of, he's a high up libertarian. He's in the decision making, the national convention, the people that decide the platform, that sort of thing. He's one of those guys. He says to obey the Libertarian membership pledge requires calling for the effective abolition of government. And many of the provisions in our current platform reflect this mandate, especially our call for the repeal of all taxation. There's a moral libertarian case for some government, he says. The initiation of force...
I agree with that. There is a moral libertarian case for some government.
He says the initiation of force will always be with us. The option of no such force is not available. Advocating such is equivalent to advocating free energy or time travel. Even if it's true, even if what he says is true and that there is some sort of necessary initiation of force, and I don't believe that there is, but even if that is true, that shouldn't preclude one from taking from swearing an oath that I don't support or advocate the initiation of force for political or social goals. Wouldn't we rather have a bunch of people in office who have taken that pledge than a bunch of people that we don't know where they stand on things, that we can't hold their feet to the flame? Well, this guy wants to get rid of it.
I like the pledge.
This guy wants to get rid of it entirely. He says, the best we can do is minimize the initiation of force, and the overwhelming historical evidence indicates that this minimum requires some government with some war, police, and taxation authority.
I don't think that pledge sounds as good.
I don't think so either. Should we succeed in implementing the current LP platform, our nation will be at great risk of conquest and civil war. But we won't succeed because most libertarians, and virtually all Americans, refuse to support such a risky experiment. Well, hasn't this been a risky experiment, Mr. Milstead, this government idea? Trying to keep this government small hasn't been very successful at all. And here you are advocating that we just get back to a small government. And that's fine. If you want to get back to a small government, good. I think it should be funded on a voluntary basis if you're going to have something like that. Forget about your force and your authority. We'll come back. 800-259-9231. Bill wants to comment on this. Your calls as well about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners on our website. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph. It's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors are participating. As long as you're a lady and you've sent us a validated photo, you can be added to the Shrine. Now, validated means that you're proving in the picture that you listen to Free Talk Live. And you can see what I mean by going and looking at the Shrine at freetalklive.com. We're talking about an article by Dr. Carl Milstead of Asheville, North Carolina. He is talking about how he thinks the Libertarian Party should get away from that whole principled idea. He thinks that principles is what's holding us back. It's what holding the Libertarian movement back from really becoming a massive nationwide movement of people that are fighting for liberty. And the principle, in case you aren't aware, is very simple. When you join the Libertarian Party, you sign a statement that says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. Simple statement. Makes a lot of sense. Man, what you said, you've read it to people, and they agree with it. They say, that sounds good.
People like the sound of that.
Right. Well, this guy doesn't like it. He says it's bad. He says that's what's keeping us from being popular. And he says that it's time to decide. If we want to continue being an anarchist party, we should practice truth and advertising and change the name to Anarchist Party. Or if we want to be a truly libertarian party, we either need to change or eliminate the membership pledge.
I think that people, you know, the man makes some valid points. I get where he's coming from on that. But at the same time, I don't think people generally take the pledge to its total end. You know, I support the initiation of force when it comes to gas tax. A tax on gasoline for people that purchase gasoline.
So you violated your pledge.
I have violated my pledge. But it doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. I don't feel bad about doing that. So I don't think that people that sign that pledge really sit around and think about it. Oh, my God, what are taxes? Where do I support taxes? Yeah. I can't sign that. I support gas taxes. I can't sign that. Oh, man. I know. No, that's right. Not stopping people from signing. It just doesn't seem. I can't imagine that stops more than 2%.
No. What's stopping people from signing is the fact that people are apolitical. People don't want to join a political party. People don't want to join this movement any more than they don't want to join the Greens, and they don't want to join anybody else that has political parties. Nobody wants to go to political meetings. Nobody wants to go and do the things that the political animals do. That's what they're fighting against. Plenty of people think libertarianism is a great idea. They think being free is a wonderful idea.
Yep,
but political parties? It's hard to attract anybody to this idea, especially after they've been to a meeting. And they've been to a Libertarian Party meeting with a bunch of people sitting around a table debating politics and not getting anything done.
People are attracted to political parties because of power, largely.
Mm-hmm.
And the Libertarian Party has none.
The antithesis of power.
Right. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Bill in Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, I want to have Manwich kick himself out of the party.
Yeah, I gotta keep myself up.
Statement of initiating force.
Yep, I initiate force because.
Yeah, well, we're not going to kick you out of the party, so you're going to have to do it yourself.
Yeah,
because we don't want to initiate force.
That's right. Yeah, so you know we don't care. You go do it yourself.
Well, you're just going to be full of hot air because I'm not kicking myself out. Actually, I'm not in the Libertarian Party. I'm not a member.
That's cool. I kind of see where Dr. Carl Milstead's coming from because I know the guy. I've met him. I talked with him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's kind of confused about what he wants to do and misled. He's got this thing that he calls Reform the LP, and he wants to change the Libertarian Party from what Ian correctly describes it as, is the party of principle, and he wants to turn it into something that's more of an incrementalist kind of organization. And I see how that kind of thing can be effective. It's just I don't think that he should change the primary goal of the LP, which is to obtain maximum liberty through, without initiation of force, and he should start something else independent on his own.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that the people that that want to muddle the LP's principles should just go and find some sort of other party. Go join the Republican Liberty Caucus or something like that. Go join a group get a group of unprincipled together and start your own party.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, one of the LP's biggest problems and why nobody wants to join it and why they never get anything done is because they do sit there and argue about really stupid stuff.
Stuff like this.
Yeah, for hours. And nobody wants to sit there and do that.
Right, it's so crippling.
Yeah, it's really troubling. And, I definitely agree with using force to retaliate against the government that has grown way beyond its bounds. And that is probably the biggest problem.
How do you feel about a government voluntarily funding itself? Does that sound too is that so outrageous of an idea?
Well, I would have to go back to something which kind of initiated my call is, I think it was George Washington who said, government is not eloquence, it is not reason, it is force. He just laid it straight out.
That's true.
And you can't have a government without force. So, are libertarians anarchists? Yeah, I think at heart, but I think that that's the goal. It's never going to be an attainable reality. So I think
I think when I joined the Libertarian Party, I realized what it was that I was doing, but I didn't understand that I was going to end up becoming a free marketeer or an anarchist or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, but I mean, just because we're a bunch of anarchists doesn't invalidate the principle. Just because we're never going to get there, just because we can't be mathematically pure, ultimate freedom people,
right?
100%. Doesn't mean that where we'll probably wind up at 90% or 98%, that doesn't invalidate the things that we're striving to achieve.
Indeed. Yeah, although we pretty much will be invalidated if people like Mr. Milstead get in charge of the party and just wipe out the pledge, wipe out the principle. Then we'll just be the party.
Hey, man, we're all going to be in New Hampshire just, kind of thumbing our noses at people like that going, hey, you missed out. Sorry.
Good point. Thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231 to Walt in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt. Hey,
you guys are really bringing this exciting subject up.
Are you being facetious? Is that sarcasm?
No, this is exciting to me. I'm serious because, okay, remember, I think the very first time I called in, I declared myself a constitutionalist.
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, and you said something about what the Constitution... Ooh, that's not good. The Constitution Party stands for this or that or whatever. Or
the Constitution Party's a mess.
Do you stand for this and do you stand for that? And I said, well, no. And then how can you be a constitutionalist? And, okay, let me say this. I don't know what the hell the Constitution Party stands for, and I've heard of the Libertarian Party for years, and I never knew what they stood for either, but here's my whole thing. And right now, I'm a registered Republican because I am an extreme conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not to sound like Ronald Reagan, but I didn't leave the Republican Party, they left me.
I feel the same way, Walt. I feel the same way.
But in other words, this is my country. I guess I would be considered a restorationist rather than anything else. And do I believe in principles? Hey, hold me over. I want to talk about this. Really, guys.
I'll hang on to you while we only give you a minute this time. Hang on, man. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the site and experience the archives. We've got months worth of the show right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. There is no logging in. There's no membership fee. You get them free. freetalklive.com. So far this hour, we have been doing a little bit of internal politics. We've been exposing you to one of the things that goes on in a political party, which is infighting. And it's one of the reasons why I have become disenchanted with the Libertarian Party. I find that the people in the party just spend so much time on these, well, this infighting where they just disagree over the little, you know, these teeny little issues that nobody outside of the libertarian movement could possibly care about. Really.
That's why I'm not a member of the Libertarian Party.
Right. I was a member for the longest time. I'm still a life member because, well, I'm a life member.
Yeah, right. You paid your money and now you're a life member.
Right. I suppose I could call them and rescind that, but I do sort of enjoy getting the newspaper for life. So I'll keep that going. But actively, I don't support the party. I don't give them money anymore, and that's it. Because I'm tired of all of these games. I'm tired of the people like this Dr. Milstead. We were reading an article from him. He's talking about how he thinks the reason why the Libertarian Party is not getting anywhere is because we have a principle. because we have a principle that we ask people to sign when people join the party. And, of course, I disagree with them as to why that, why I don't think that's the reason at all the Libertarian Party is failing. The Libertarian Party's just, it's failing because it's mired in its own importance, its self-importance, and it just argues with itself so much. It's, if it's so busy arguing with itself over these little things, how could it possibly be doing outreach? How could it possibly be getting new members? How could it possibly be spreading the word about itself if its members are too busy bitching and moaning over silly things like the principle? It's just bogging itself down. That's what it is. Anyway, let's go back to Walt, because he wants to talk about being a reparationist. Is that what it, what did he say? What did he say he was, Manwich?
Restorationist.
Restorationist. Walt, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yeah, well, exactly. What you guys just said makes a hell of a lot of sense. And people, this is what they're talking about. Ian and I don't agree on everything. He says he's an atheist. Well, being a retired Marine, I would say there's no atheist in the foxhole. But you know what? He loves freedom.
Yeah.
I love freedom. The hell with the party. Who cares what party it is? Democrat, Republican, the Zeus party, the Joe Blow party. Now, if you want freedom, let's go get freedom. Let's do it.
I agree with you, Walt.
Principles are to die for, baby.
I agree with you.
Principles,
Walt,
are important. Yeah. More people should have them.
I'm thinking about this restorationist thing that
I've
used.
Our country back to what it should have been, what it was all, what it started to be in the first place.
I am of the opinion that that's a good idea. But when I think about it,
I mean, I restore classic cars, so why not go all the way? Okay,
I'm a retro kind of guy too. I have a '76 Eldorado. I know what you mean. I like things that are old.
Cool.
But now, The thing is, though,
well,
that
you
there's
like me because I'm old.
There's plenty of people that think to themselves, "Well, heck, this country was, they wrote the Declaration of Independence and said the people had rights and all that other good stuff, but well, they had slaves at the time, and I don't want to go back to slavery, and I don't want to go back to women not having the vote."
No, I agree. I don't. Okay, yeah. It's between a rock and a hard spot. I don't want slaves.
No, I don't either. Neither do we. We
want
to go back to the constitutional concepts.
I want somebody to say, "Hey, brother, what's going on?" You know, and reach out and shake a hand. You know, "Hey, good to see you today, man." You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I don't want slaves. I'd rather be your friend.
You're talking about getting back to the concepts of
Let me tell you this: the way I was in the Corps. Okay, even as a sergeant, I told my men, "I don't do inspections. You guys know what's required of you. I am going to expect you to do that. Mm-hmm. If you get me in trouble, then I am going to be so far in your beep that you ain't going to know which end is up."
Yeah. And did you have a problem with guys taking advantage of that?
No.
There you go.
Well said, Walt. Thanks for the call.
God bless.
We appreciate
hearing
from you, sir. We'll do. 800-259-9231. So Walt agrees with you. He wants to get back. I know he does.
I'm just clarifying. Yeah, I just like to clarify it for people because some people say, "Oh, I want to return to the constitutional, constitutional government." And people say, "Return? Holy crap! We've seen a lot of progress in this country on equal rights and that kind of thing."
Mm-hmm.
And we have. And I certainly don't want to see any of those rolled back. I want people to actually have equal rights.
But we're not even there yet. We're not at equal rights yet for everybody. What about gays?
That's true.
They're not even close to equal.
It's true. I would like to see equal rights for gays, too. I would like to see the government not have any position whatsoever on your rights.
Agreed. I'd like to see the government get back to the Constitution. I think that's a fine idea, to get back to constitutional-style principles. I think that's good for the government, because government's a dangerous, dangerous group of men and women that needs to be controlled, that needs to be watched, and that needs people need to be vigilant about keeping an eye on them to make sure they don't abuse making sure they don't abuse the very special things that we've allowed them to do, that they have a certain parameters that they are supposed to operate in, and they're supposed to stay within those parameters. But if we don't keep an eye on them, if we don't watch them, they're going to go outside of it, which is what they've been doing for the past 200 years. And they just keep expanding and expanding further and further outside of it. And we just all sit here and say, "Well,
Could be a lot worse.
Yeah, we're the freest country in the world. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you want to support the show, we invite you to shop with us, because we've got a partnership with Amazon.com. They're the largest retailer on the Internet. If you can think of a department store category, these guys sell it. I mean, they sell almost everything on their website, and the prices are pretty darn good as well. So we invite you to shop through us. See, here's the deal. You go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com, or you can just enter via one of the banners on our website. And any purchase that you make at that point, we'll get a percentage of it.
Yeah, if you have to renew magazine subscriptions, they do that too, and we get a little credit for it.
Yeah, exactly. For sending them the business, they send us a bit of a percentage. And so Amazon.freetalklive.com, buy some stuff. All right, so, Manwich, you had something about George Bush getting caught in a lie, didn't you?
Unbelievable. You know, that's what I hate to bandy about the term lie with the president and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it doesn't
lie.
Look, it
all does. Of them have lied.
Doesn't look good. So it appears to be an AP story. Let's see. Here's a quote from George Bush. I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees. They did appreciate a serious storm, but these levees got breached, and as a result, much New Orleans was flooded, and now we're having to deal with it.
Well, okay.
And we will.
All right.
And
You didn't think anybody anticipated.
No,
that.
Who would have thought that the levees would break?
Hmm.
Is this where we insert the sitcom style laugh track?
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, they were told, and not only that, but the AP has unearthed videotape of the president being warned that just that could happen the day before Katrina hit.
Oh, really?
So this was days before he said this. He had been warned specifically. So maybe they did anticipate it. Now, just to be clear, he couldn't have done anything about it a day before Katrina hit anyway. But the government's maintaining the levees, and everybody thinks the government's going to protect them. And here's just it's an excellent example. The levees that are keeping the ocean out of New Orleans were maintained by the government, and they were maintained poorly because the government does everything poorly. You know, I called
everything.
I called into there's a little talk show on the air here in the southern Tampa Bay area on a channel called 1490.
Okay.
And the show is called...
doesn't matter, really.
No. I want people to be able to look it up on the internet. It's hilarious. It's the worst thing you've ever heard because the host is just so bad.
Is it Mitch Mallett?
Mitch Mallett's It's Your Gavel is what the name of the show is. And it is awful. Please, listen to it. You'll just get an experience of how bad a show
can
be.
And you called in?
And I called in and said, you know, he had said, we need a president who believes the government can work. And so I called in, and I'm like, well, you think that we need a president that needs the government that can work? How does the government work? Tell me one place where the government has worked. And it took him a second, and I gave him a second to stall. You know, I talked over because I didn't want him to look that bad. And he said, well, we have the greatest army that the world has ever seen. True. That's a little unfair, though, to compare one government to another government. There's been no private armies, really.
Good point. There's always going to be one government that's slightly better or worse than another government.
And the government extracts funds from people at the point of a gun in order to finance their military. So it's not really fair. Like, if you want to see fair, you know, compare UPS with the post office. Compare any kind of private organization to the government, and you'll see the government stinks.
No doubt. Every single issue, every time, the government is a failure. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. We got the guy harassed by the post office. Plus, what if doctors treated cancer the same way fiscally conservative politicians treat big government? We'll find out what would happen. Coming up, John in Canada's on the way as well. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.